It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. We have a great broadcast lined up. We thank you for praying with us. We know the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we have force in the earth when we pray together. I believe in God for 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer groups praying with me for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we have some great prayer services lined up here tomorrow. We have a pastor on who's going to talk about who killed the American family. It's going to be a great broadcast on the family, what's going on in the family. But today we are praying for the persecuted church. Around the world, it's a major situation. And one of my spiritual prophetic sons, Pastor Jamie Peters, who had the privilege of speaking at the United Nations last Friday night, is going to be on today. We're going to replay his 14-minute speech to the United Nations of the world there in New York City, where he spoke last Friday night. And so it's going to be an incredible broadcast, an opportunity to pray. And Gene and I have just returned from Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, where we ministered there for Pastor Todd and Cindy Mooring, Pastor Callie Hargraves. And it was a great time of prayer services and revival services there. Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. It's going on in Baytown. There is no doubt about what God is doing there. In fact, on Monday night, even after we had a great crowd on Sunday night, in spite of tornado warnings and tornado sightings in the area, people still came. And so on Monday night, when Gene and I arrived, we had to actually stand in line. I can't ever remember when that's happened, but we actually had to stand in line to go into the service. We could have probably been escorted in, pushed our way in, but we just got in line, went into the building, had an incredible, incredible meeting there on Monday night. There is a new a video audio production that is coming out of Baytown soon. It's called The Sound of Heaven. And I do believe the sound of heaven is coming out of that church. And our spiritual son and daughter, daughters lead that church. They founded that church 2002 in a funeral home in Baytown, Texas. And now they have a great facility. But anyhow, God is doing incredible work. There's a new a music CD coming out called The Sound of Heaven, and we're going to be playing it on here soon as we can get a demo. But that church has produced a lot of music as well as in the past as well as the present, and Christian artists like Leland, the Leland Band, Ray Lynn, who is a well-known country singer, came out of that church. And speaking of Leland, we're gonna play, and he's gonna sing one of my favorite songs by my spiritual grandson Leland, incredibly anointed young man who sings the theme song on this broadcast. And I'm gonna be with Leland in July here in Austin. He's coming to Jubilee Christian Center. And we are going to have three nights of music and prayer. It's going to be an incredible time. And Leland is going to sing, and then I'm going to be right back. We're going to pray for the persecuted church today. It's going to be an awesome time. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Ghost.
Long after the tears fall, still your child. I put down my defenses, lay down my pride. Love and forgiveness flow deep and wide. So I'll run to you and surrender all as I lay down my Spirit, have your way in me.
There's Leland here on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. So delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. And we're praying today for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And as we pray in America, Jesus said, "My house should be called a house of prayer," not just for our nation, our city, our nation, which we're doing, but he said his house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And so we're praying for the persecuted church today, remembering our brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted for the name of Christ. And just looking at some statistics, I find that 322 Christians are being killed for their faith every month around the world. 214 churches and Christian properties are being destroyed every month. 772 forms of violence are committed against Christians every month. And so we find that Christian persecution is any hostility experienced from the world as a result of one's identification as a Christian. And from verbal harassment to hostile feelings, attitudes, actions, Christians in areas with severe religious restrictions pay a heavy price for their faith. Beatings, physical torture, confinement, isolation, rape, severe punishment, imprisonment, slavery, discrimination in education and employment, and even death or beheadings, as we're experiencing now, are just a few of the examples of the persecution they experience on a daily basis. According to the Pew Research Center Foundation, over 75% of the world's population lives in areas, this is quite unbelievable, but 75% of the world's population lives in areas with severe religious restrictions. Many of these people are Christians. Also, according to the United States Department of State, Christians in more than 60 countries face persecution from their governments or surrounding neighbors simply because of their belief in Jesus Christ. And so I do believe that we must be praying for our cities, but we must also be praying for our brothers and sisters in nations around the world. And I just want to go over this list because I think it's very pertinent to show us how to pray. And because we have faced very little persecution here in America. And I don't believe that God loves us more than anybody else. I believe that we're being blessed because we've sent the gospel out to nations of the world, and we have sent money around the world for the preaching of the gospel, and also our covenant with Israel, which I trust is not being broken, has been very strong over the years, and we have lived under the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant, which says, "Those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you, I will curse." I trust we'll never come to the day where we're cursing Israel, not standing. But there is a list of the 50 most persecuted, the 50 nations in which Christians are most persecuted. And North Korea stands at the top, followed by of Somalia, third of all, Iraq, which is quite surprising, all of the influence we've had there. Fourth of all is Syria, fifth, Afghanistan. Even though we are over there fighting there, Christians are fighting side by side. They are the fifth nation where Christians are persecuted the most. Then we have Sudan, then Iran, and we cannot forget Pastor Saeed Abedini, who is still there. Even though we're having negotiations with Iran, there's been no mention of Pastor Saeed Abedini, who continues to suffer daily at the hands of the Iranian regime there in Iran. Eighth of all is Pakistan. I have a spiritual son there and some spiritual grandkids. And then we have Nigeria, Africa's 10th, even though there's been great, great revivals, massive revivals in Nigeria. Then with 12th of all, we have Saudi Arabia, followed by Libya, Yemen. And then in 16th, Vietnam, even though many men and women gave their lives on the soils of Vietnam. And we have many Vietnam veterans that are listening today. Vietnam ranks as one of the most persecuted, one of the most persecuted places as far as Christians are concerned in the world. We have Qatar, Kenya, India, Ethiopia, Egypt, and those are in the top 25. Mexico ranks as 38th in Christian persecution. And if we do not have a spiritual awakening in America, we are going to be in that top 50 list in the United States, which I know to many people sounds very surreal. But we're going to pray right now. Father, we pray for the persecuted. Would you help me pray right now? We pray for the persecuted church across America and around the world. People who name the name of Jesus, giving their lives for the cause of Jesus Christ. We intercede today on this Wednesday on behalf of our brothers and sisters in these nations, oh God, in these nations, in Yemen, in Nigeria, in Pakistan, in Iran, in Syria, in Iraq, in Somalia, North Korea, Laos, China, Jordan, Tanzania, Colombia, Malaysia, Mexico, Mali, Turkey, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, and these other places. God, we lift these men and women up who are being imprisoned, or being tortured, who are being beheaded in different nations of the world by ISIS and other terror groups. And we pray for them and we stand with them in Jesus' name. And we declare in the name of the Lord that you are at work in these nations. And I declare in Jesus' name that you are going to continue to be lifted high. And may we as Christians in America, as we pray for our brothers and sisters, as we intercede for the persecuted church, may we know that we will not always be able to escape persecution. May we be willing to suffer, lay down our lives if necessary, for the cause of Jesus Christ, because we know that it's all heating up. It's all heating up. But we declare in Jesus' name that we are going to serve you and live for you, and we are going to intercede on behalf of these, our brothers and sisters in Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen. And so today we're going to play. We're going to play the speech that my spiritual son, prophetic son, Pastor Jamie Peters gave last Friday night, and I know that you're going to be tremendously blessed by this speech that he gave at the United Nations. What a tremendous honor. He was only supposed to be able to speak for 7 minutes, but in the end, they gave him 14 minutes, which I think is quite remarkable. And so we're going to play that speech that Pastor Jamie Peters gave, and then we're going to come back and we're going to pray some more. We're going to pray some more for the persecuted church around the world. And so now here is Pastor Jamie Peters.
Thank our hostess Mboji Eze, who is the originator of this event and has painstakingly worked to make this meeting a reality. I also wish to thank His Excellency Ambassador Caleb Odo for his role in making this historic event come to pass. I do not count this opportunity lightly. Words to express my thanks adequately escape me, as the gravity of this meeting is great. Today, I humbly speak before you as a voice for fellow Christians who are at this moment being persecuted for their faith. In times past, such persecution was more or less isolated to more remote or closed parts of the world, but it has now escalated to the point of alarm. Not only are we witness to persecution of Christians in the Middle East, but we are also witness to an increase of persecution against Christians on the great continent of Africa as well. It is interesting to note at this particular juncture that 6 out of the 11 main jihadist groups in the world are based in Africa. From Boko Haram, Nigeria slaughtering the innocent, to Al-Shabaab infiltrating Kenya and singling out Christians with acts of terror, as we saw in the recent attacks at Garissa University in Kenya. Students who were unable to recite portions of the Quran were executed. In this single act alone, 148 lost their lives once again to Al-Shabaab. This is the same group that murdered 67 men, women, and children at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya in September 2013. It is already too late for those who have lost their lives in this senseless violence. How many more will die as we wait for the international community to speak, to act? If no measures are taken to stop the violence, these groups and others like them will continue to sweep across the region and ultimately the continent of Africa and beyond, slaughtering and persecuting those whose faith is different than their own. Today, my heart is heavy for Kenya, indeed for the entire continent of Africa. For far too long, Africa has been plagued by civil war, famine, poverty, tribal unrest, lack of infrastructure, lack of schools, lack of proper medical facilities and the basic necessities of human life. Oftentimes, these people are forced to live in conditions where they struggle to simply have water for their families on a daily basis, not to mention the conveniences of electricity that we here in the Western world take for granted. Their struggle has gone unnoticed, forgotten, and even ignored. One country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, stands out in my mind as one of the greatest forgotten tragedies of our present-day world. Since the early 1990s, the DRC has been plagued by civil unrest, uprisings, and the consequences of such long-standing violence. According to an article, Chronicle of Death Ignored, published by The Economist in April 2011, 5 million people had died due to the unrest in the DRC. And this number is now 4 years old. The count undoubtedly has climbed much, much higher. I can speak of these conditions today from personal experience because as missionaries, my family and I lived and worked in Africa for 25 years. From 1987 to 2012, we served as missionaries in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Tanzania, Zambia, Malawi. During the span of 25 years of missionary service, we saw many injustices committed, both by outside nations as well as from nation inside the nations where we served. Unfortunately, in most cases, we didn't have a platform to stand on and speak out against these injustices because of the nature of our work. So when this opportunity was presented to me to speak before the international community of the United Nations and to speak out against the injustices and crimes against humanity being committed against Christians around the world, and in particular the continent of Africa, I knew I had to accept.
one particular injustice we saw firsthand while serving in Bujumbura, Burundi, from 1991 to 2000, was the genocide that took place in neighboring Rwanda during that time, where an estimated 1 million people were murdered just for being the wrong tribe. Intolerance of massive proportion. In fact, in Burundi, we experienced genocide of several hundred thousand as well around the same time, all for the same reason. To make the situation in the region more complex, civil war broke out in the Democratic of Congo around the same time as the events that were taking place in Rwanda and Burundi. This created a security vacuum in the Congo because Congo allowed thousands to flee from Rwanda and Burundi into their nation. Among the innocent refugees were many of the ones who committed the atrocities that took place in Rwanda and Burundi. The perpetrators of the genocide are still hiding in the forest of the DRC, many having escaped justice. This has created a volatile situation that continues to exist in the Great Lakes region of Africa. The ones who suffer the most, women, children, and the elderly. Who will speak for them? Who will act for them? The violence in Rwanda and Burundi was based on ethnic division. Two different tribes in Rwanda and Burundi warred against one another simply due to their intolerance of one another. This hatred and intolerance brought them to take up AK-47s and machetes and use them on one another in the tent of each tribe trying to annihilate the other tribe. However, much blame is also to be put on the international community for their injustice committed at that time. An injustice of silence and non-intervention, especially when it had the responsibility and the means to do something about it, but unfortunately, for the most part, it turned a blind eye and did nothing about it. This led to the senseless deaths of nearly 1.5 million people, the total number of deaths in Rwanda and Burundi combined. One of our dear friends and colleagues in Africa who has personally experienced these types of atrocities we are addressing in this meeting sent me the following message upon learning that I would be speaking before you today. And I quote, "When I heard of your going to the UN to speak on the behalf of those who cannot speak, I became suddenly emotional as my thoughts took me back to 1972 when my father was murdered during an ethnic war. The international community did nothing at that time to stop the senseless murders of thousands of innocent civilians. I have grown up without a father figure. I don't know what it feels like to have an earthly father. Sometimes I wish I had one. I have never called anyone dad my entire life. Do I miss it? I don't know, because I've never been able to enjoy the experience of having a father. Someone," he goes on to say, "needs to stand up. Someone needs to stop the pointless murdering of innocent lives. In so doing, they could possibly save a generation of people from growing up empty, fatherless, and motherless. We all have the right to live. Right now, dozens of foreigners are being burned alive in South Africa, and no one has dared to say anything. Not assisting someone in danger when you are in a position to do so is as good as committing the crime itself. So please go ahead and speak for us." End of quote. So here we are again, where it seems as if history is repeating itself on the continent of Africa and around the world as extremists take up the sword and gun. This history is one of intolerance, hatred. Only this time it's an intolerance of hatred based on religion, but an intolerance and hatred nonetheless. The question that begs to be answered today is this. Will the international community repeat history by ignoring its responsibility and not using its means to stop the atrocities that are taking place against Christians in Africa and now in other parts of the world as well, in the name of radical Islamic extremism. The international community must do something now before it's too late. Otherwise, the intolerance and hatred of radical Islamic extremists will continue to spread and become a security threat to many regions around the world, as we have already witnessed in certain parts of the world, namely in the Middle East. In the 1990s, Rwanda and Burundi experienced a genocide based on ethnicity. Now, in 2015, radical Islamic extremists are trying to carry out another kind of genocide, a genocide based on religion, whose goal is to kill as many Christians as they can. And so my appeal today is to the international community, who has the responsibility and the means to not let another genocide take place. Please do not let history repeat itself. It is apparent that radical Islamic extremists are waging war against Christianity. This must be stopped, not only for the safety and security of millions of Christians around the world, but for society as a whole. Otherwise, the future of every peace-loving member of a world community will be jeopardized. According to one African proverb, war is a bad chisel with which to carve out tomorrow. In conclusion, if you would permit me, I would like to speak a blessing in Swahili. I mean, this is the United Nations, after all, where many languages are spoken. I would love to speak a blessing in Swahili over our fellow Christians in Kenya, in Nigeria, and throughout the continent of Africa and around the world who are persecuted for their faith in Christ. What Christ said to Africa, na wa duniani kote mnaoteseka, kwa ajili ya imani yenu katika Kristo, tunasimama pamoja nanyi. Mwenyezi Mungu awalinde na awawezeshe kuendelea kufuata. Our fellow Christians of Africa and around the world who are persecuted for your faith in Christ, we stand together with you. May Almighty God protect you and strengthen you to continue to follow him. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Well, we appreciate so very, very much. Pastor Jamie Peters speaking to us today from the United Nations, as recorded on last Friday night. Well, we're going to pray right now, and we're going to pray for nations of the world that are being persecuted at this very moment. And I know we have about 58 nations of the world that listen to this broadcast at some time or another. And we want to say thank you. And we're going to ask you right now to join us, if you will, as we pray for nations around the world that are being persecuted. And so I'm going to ask these different nations that have signed up to pray with us, that are listening to BPN Radio, including the United Kingdom, Brazil, Germany, Canada, France, Italy, China, South Africa, Australia, Portugal, Belgium, Malaysia, Russia, India, Indonesia, Hong Kong, Philippines, Mexico, Spain, Netherlands, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Turkey, Pakistan, Guatemala, Bahamas, Venezuela, Argentina, Poland, Uganda, Vietnam, South Korea, Honduras, Jamaica, Colombia, Chile, Dominica, Paraguay, Cape Verde, Norway, Switzerland, Angola, Austria, Croatia, Serbia, Macedonia, Greece, Romania, Moldova, Burundi, Lebanon, Kenya, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Mauritius, Nepal, Thailand, and Singapore, 60-something nations of the world that have joined us here on BPN Radio, as we have the opportunity to pray with people from around the world. And Father, we join our hearts and our hands and our voices together in praying for the persecuted church around the world in nations where the gospel has been preached and is being preached. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this merciless killing will stop, the beheadings will stop, that great revival, the anointing of the Holy Ghost would come and fill the land. We pray for these radical terrorist groups, these radical Islamist groups, radical Muslims, that they would come to know Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. There'll be a radical revival that would break out among them. We pray, O God, for their salvation. And we pray, Lord, for nations of the world to come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we know, Lord, that you gave the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so we declare in the name of Jesus that revival is coming not only to America, but other nations of the world. We believe you and we declare it. We set ourselves in agreement as the people of God today that are listening here on this Wednesday on BPN Radio. Holy Ghost, would you come, pour your spirit out? We pray in Jesus' name that this gospel shall be preached in all the worlds, in every nation, on every island. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here's Godfrey Bertle. We've come to these islands. Lord, I pray revival.
Come to these islands to undo heavy burdens. Set the oppressed free. Give bread to the hungry. Come to these islands to loose chains of injustice, reach the rejected, cover the naked, yes, the light will break forth like the morning, and your healing will spring everywhere. Then your righteousness will go before you. Of a builder, a home life restorer. I've come to these islands to rebuild ancient ruins, raise up the foundations for this generation. Will shine out in the darkness, and the darkness become bright as day. You will ride this earth's highest mountains. to my praise. I've come to these islands.
Lord, we pray today here on BPN Radio, we pray for the nations of the world. We pray for the islands. And we pray for countries all around the globe. For revival, for a spiritual awakening, particularly in these nations that we've been calling out that are experiencing incredible persecution. While we here in America seem to be so insulated, sitting in our recliners and watching the NBA playoffs and waiting for the drafts to take place and enjoying baseball and popcorn and apple pie, looking forward to taking a vacation and thinking about purchasing a bigger boat or a yacht and thinking about our next meal. And Lord, help us to know that we don't have to feel guilty about those things. But some of us are so troubled about so many small things in life when the persecuted church around the world is experiencing a hit on their safety and well-being as never before. In Iraq, where hundreds of thousands are being driven from their homes, churches are being burned. Some have been there for thousands of years. Father, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name that you will help us in America not just to pray for revival in our nation, another spiritual awakening in our land, but may we awaken to the condition of our brothers and sisters of Christ around the world. And I may be repetitive today, but it's in my heart. And I'm so thankful that my spiritual son, my prophetic son there, Jamie Peters, got to go and speak to the United Nations. I call that a divine appointment, divine connections, because of he and his wife Leah's service to Africa for 25 years. And so I join him, even though the quality of the speech wasn't as good as I would have liked to have been. The passion came through. And I join my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ praying, as you taught us to, for the nations of the world. And we pray for missionaries. We pray for people that will go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the nation and nations of the world? In Jesus' name we pray. We believe you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So here's a call. This is a call to the nations of the world. A call to the nations of the world to pray. A call for America to pray for the nations of the world. Calling all nations. There's got to be a call. So here is here's my friend, Noel Richards. Calling all nations. Let's pray, church. Well, we're calling all nations to pray with us here on BPN Radio. Nations all around the world. We now have 63 nations that have been tuning in to BPN Radio. And we are so thankful to have you listening in and praying with us. And today we're not only praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, but we're praying for the nations of the world, particularly those nations where persecuted Christians dwell. And we are asking God to work in these nations. And we are praying that the Holy Spirit will send people into these nations to encourage the people willing to risk their lives for the sake of the gospel. And calling on our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to speak out on behalf of these persecuted Christians. We call for everyone in the House of Representatives in D.C., everyone in the Senate in D.C. We ask you, everyone in the White House, our president, and all of the leaders who serve in that administration to reach out to the persecuted Christians around the world in Jesus' name. And we pray for them today. We pray, Lord, that you would assign guardian angels to encamp around about these Christians around the world that are receiving and are being executed, being tormented, being raped, being beheaded. And we pray for them now with great compassion. We reach out to them in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio here on this Wednesday. And if you'd like to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, this broadcast is sponsored by the loyal listeners. You can do that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and going down to the bottom of the page, there is a donate button, and you can click on the donate button. And there you can use your PayPal, you can use your credit card, you can use your debit card, you can write a check. There's an address there. And we are so thankful and grateful for your loyal support. If you've never supported BPN Radio, you can do it by simply going to bpnradio.com. And I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you about a generous gift to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible as we pray together, believing God for extraordinary things to happen. And would you join me right now in prayer for 1,000 prayer centers in America and around the world who will pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, who will say, we will be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, and we will pray on a weekly basis, at least once a week, on behalf of revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And as you send us a weekly prayer request, then during our weekly prayer meeting, we will pray over these prayer requests. So, Father, I just join myself with people that are listening across America, around the world, to BPN Radio, that they will agree with me for 1,000 prayer centers. That's 1,000 prayer groups. It may be a public meeting, or it could be a private meeting. It could be a meeting in your neighborhood, in your office complex, in a funeral home, in a hospital, on a college or university campus, high school campus, in a business, wherever it may be that you have someone, have people that are joining you as a public group or a private group, and we're going to be publishing, these groups, and you can be a part of this prayer network. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there is a box there to click on. And then you can make an application. Let us know if it's going to be a private group or a public group. And then we will publish. If it's a private group, we'll not publish a location. We'll simply publish a city. And so I declare today that God is awakening this nation by the prayers of the people. And I believe in God for 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and now 1,000 prayer centers, 1,000 prayer groups. And we have some that's already signing up. And I just want to recognize some of these. New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. Chuck Pelham, prayer leader. Saskatoon Christian Center in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Tracy Johnson, prayer leader. Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont. Brad Keller, prayer leader. The Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Jay Pike, prayer leader. Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina. Judy Dodson, prayer leader. Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Rick Rapp, prayer leader. Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. Callie Hargraves, prayer leader. Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Lawrence Neeson, prayer leader. Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Art Evans, prayer leader. Blairsville, Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia. Gary Patterson, prayer leader. There's a private prayer group in North Richland Hills, Texas, led by prayer leader Billy Burns. And so you can be added to this list. I believe that we can turn America around with 1,000 prayer groups, either public or private. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on the 1,000 BPN prayer centers, the box there. Fill out the application, and we will list you. And if it's a public, we'll list the church or the public location. If it's a private location, we'll just put private. Would you help me? Would you help me call America to pray? And would you help me call other nations to pray? For we are believing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we appreciate you listening today here on BPN Radio. And tomorrow we're going to have a very unusual guest. And you'll have to button up and get ready for a man that will speak his mind. He'll be with us tomorrow on BPN Radio. Thank you for listening to this Hour of Power. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time, or actually any time, here on BPN Radio. Thanks for listening. God bless you. You have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.